Good morning, everyone. I would like to deliver my presentation about aquaculture governance for sustainable development in Indonesia. Is what we need to discuss for the next couple of days. First, I would like to inform about the aquaculture potential area in Indonesia. It comprises of freshwater about 2.8 million. Hectares and brackish water 2.6 million and marine aquaculture 12.12 million hectares. This comprise of all of Indonesia waters jurisdiction inland, coastal and also marine area. It's very big area and that is hard to govern the various location and typical of ecosystem in the aquatic ecosystem in Indonesia. This is a many kind of system apply in Indonesia, comprised of that is a rural aquaculture and also urban aquaculture with small scale and various application of technological level. Okay, it's for marine aquaculture, mainly can be divide to the floating cage system, and for seaweed they have bottom up system and also shore system with a long line specification for the pearl oyster and also for mussel or green mussel culture. It is the main aquaculture ecosystem for the marine aquaculture, and it is for the brackish water. We have example of the nucleus plasm system with 20,000 hectare in Lampung. That is the brackish water for the grass area seaweeds in the pond, and brackish water pond, and also cage in the fresh water and brackish water and intensive shrimp pond. What is the important thing which we hope we have to understand about the milestone of aquaculture era in Indonesia. We divide to five era. The first era is 1985 after Indonesia ratified the United Nations Convention on Law of the Sea with the all international instrument derived after that. And in 1999, we have a new ministry that removed the fisheries and aquaculture from agriculture sector to the new sector, namely marine and fisheries sector. And 2004, we have a new act after Fisheries Act in 1985, amended and with a more complete aspect of Fisheries Act number 31, 2004. It is the first complete acts under the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries. And the paradigm change for the marine and fisheries. We have new government's succession after 2015. In Indonesia, the system of government is depend on the vision of the presidential elected in this period, in 5 years period. The new concept of the how to conserve the marine resources and fisheries. For the 2019, we have new system to allocate the spatial entirety of the aquaculture under the marine and fisheries sector. Some of our Directorate General make the planning how to manage the coastal and marine area utilization. So now, step by step, will be followed by the regulation, government regulation, and ministry regulation. This is aquaculture strategy. What the government for the 5 years defining the mission and objective depend on the presidential policy, and they put a strategic target in the strategic map. We call it balanced scorecard system, and determine the performance indicator of each strategic goal in the system of balance scorecard and define the manual calculating such performance indicators and evaluate the achievement of each performance regularly by yearly. This is a strategic map. Yes, briefly, they consist of four level of perspective from the stakeholder. The stakeholder means the benefit for the all people, or the customer perspective, I mean for the society under the aquaculture sector, and internal process, that is the under government environment, and the last under the specific part of government. The key performance indicator that is important. What kind of key performance indicator we need to guarantee the sustainability will be achieved by the government governance of the sector. We have the strategic goal, establish responsible and sustainable of aquaculture resources management with the performance indicators, total aquaculture production in million tons, total ornamental fish production, non-tax state income, and conformity of the government Director General of Aquaculture Aid Value. This is for the last 3 years indicators applied to the key performance to the strategic policy of the government. And for the internal process perspective, there's availability of an effective development policy. That is the part of the balance scorecard in policy making for the Indonesian aquaculture governance. The production plan, so the production increase. The increment is very high because of we included the seaweed productions is more than 11 million tons. And this is aquaculture production system in 2017. For the less than 500,000 tons, we have the big production in freshwater floating net and cage culture, and also aquaculture production by more than 500,000. They have seaweed, more than 9 million tons in the year, followed by stagnant pond and tax import. That is the contribution of the aquaculture production in 2017. By the price, the contribution of the aquaculture sector, that is the trend, slight increase for the freshwater aquaculture and marine aquaculture with the top production, the autumn pond and freshwater aquaculture, more than 1 million. That is the law ordinance hierarchy in Indonesia. Indonesia, under the constitution, we have people consultative assembly provision. That is a new provision after new government, new elected governance every 5 years. That is the assembly provision to conduct to make some decision what kind of policy for the global, for the general aspect in the development for 5 years. And under the act, under the consultative assembly, we have act. The act number 31/2004 is the first fishery and aquaculture act in Indonesia. And under the act, we have government regulation lower level with describe more every article in the act with the government regulation. Under the government regulation, we have presidential decree or presidential regulation, and with the ministerial rule under the presidential regulation, and province and regency regulation is under the government regulation. They have delegation authority from the ministry to the governor or to the regions to apply the regulation under their authority based on the condition of the regency. In our system, we have a system for decentralized governance. The decentralized governance is in regency level. So the every district or regions has authority to make, to develop the sector, what is the potential important in the every district. It depend on the will of the region's governance. And agriculture governance, we summarize legislation for implementation protection. We have Act number 32/2009. We have under the Act, we have Ministry of Implementation Regulation number 11 that related to implementation protection for the impact assessment, and Government Regulation number 46 under the Act 32. We have procedure for strategic resources involvement assessment, and so on. The last Ministry of Implementation Policy Regulation have exception of license for activity in regency with legalized zoning arrangement. In 2019, the Directorate General of Marine and Coastal Entity have new approach to develop zonation in a coastal area and marine. If there is the allocated area for the aquaculture, they don't need licensing for the activity. And in the food safety biosecurity, in a Ministry of Marine Affairs, we have Directorate General or Bureau to protect the aquaculture from disease spread and from the low quality of product under the Act number 18/2012 about food. It is a general act for the all kind of food, but the seafood is included in this act. For management of natural resources for aquaculture, in the constitution mentioned in Article 33, we have natural resources utilization for equal use and sustainable utilization. Under the Act 31/2004 about fisheries, it is mentioned about what kind of every kind of resources should be managed to be sustainable utilized. And Government Regulation number 28/2017, that is the new government regulation under the Act that regulate the fish farming, specific fish farming. And Act number 27, subject to management of coastal area and small island, specific the utilization of the coastal area is depend on the management of the area by the local government. It is protection and biodiversity. There is a lot of government regulation regulate for the CITES, conservation, utilization of wild flora, hunting and targeted fauna, as many. That is since 1978. For the feed and drug, we have the last regulation, Ministry Regulation number 1/2019, supply and distribution, service and certificate, reference letter and reporting and surveillance of the drug. That is complete, comprehensive regulation concerning the feed and drug. For the working condition, it is not so considered by the people because there is no specific regulation under the ministry regulation to regulate working safety in the aquaculture. But in 1970 is the first act of regulate working safety in working place and condition in general for every sector. And Act number 13/2003, the right of employee labor protected by working safety in health. This is the first safety management should be conducted in all manufacturing activity in Indonesia. This is the institution framework complicated enough, but I would like to explain step by step. This color is under the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries. It is specific government from the central government. We have aquaculture development center in 15 area in Indonesia that supporting the policy and technical guideline for the aquaculture development. Other than Director General of Aquaculture, that is Director General of Quarantine and Product Quality Control, that is related for the all marine and fisheries and aquaculture product. They control and protect the spread of disease, controlling by the border and quarantine to support the health management of aquaculture. They have testing laboratory and quarantine office in every border. They have 47 offices in all of Indonesia. This is Director General for Resource Surveillance. This is the observer and inspector of fisheries and aquaculture to support the enforcement of aquaculture sector. In this part, and the Director General of Marine Spatial Ecosystem Management, they support the zonation of the aquaculture site in a coastal area and also in marine. They prepare wherever the marine protective area where is the aquaculture zone, there's the other activity zone for province and district level, especially for coastal and marine resources management. There's more than 7 offices in all of Indonesia support the local government to prepare the zonation of spatial entity for the aquaculture. This is the aquacultural stakeholder from the sporting industry, distributor, aquaculture industry, and post-harvest industry, all should control and by the Director General of Resources Surveillance with the base camp and more than 9 base camp in all of Indonesia. The other institution, we have provincial government and district government. The Ministry of Marine Affairs provide the delegate the licensing to the local government. If the aquaculture industry develop need the licensing, they submit the license to the district government or provincial government. Is depend on the scale of inter district, they will provide by the provincial, but in the one district, by the district government. The food and the drug inspection by the, we call BPOM, Food and Drug Inspection Board, also control the product of aquaculture industry and all to ensure the safety of product for the consumer. And also Indonesia Consumer Institute Foundation also has the NGO that provide contribution to control the product. What else? For the policy and the goal of the development, we have National Development Plan Bureau that is part of the presidential policy planning to make to engage the planning by the ministry and the national goal. And the House of Representatives should approve what the Ministry of Marine Affairs plan for the 5 years and yearly. This is the guidance of how the institution framework for aquaculture in Indonesia. That is the explanation of the every governance aspect, what is the kind of legislation and the object and institution. That is the program and policy framework. After the presidency, the new president elected, the president have a vision and national development direction for all ministry, including the Ministry of Marine Affairs. And ministry has a ministerial strategic plan to develop for 5 years development. And the National Development Planning Bureau prepare a technocratic design for 5 years plan, and then together implement it in a Director General strategic plan. What is strategic plan? What we explained before, that is some kind of planning by balance scorecard system. Describe what kind of a strategic goal and what the key performance indicator applied for the every strategic goal. System framework is what we discussed the previous discussion, and technical guide. There is many technical guidelines involved in the aquacultural governance. For example, for the feed, software distribution, that is ministry regulation. For the exception of licensing, the Ministry of Environmental and Forestry Regulation. For quality control on safety in fishery product entering Indonesian jurisdiction, we have also in the ministry rule. Technical guideline for delivery supporting facility, that is the Director General rule. Technical guideline for management of participative based pond irrigation, it is the technical guideline issued by the Director General of Aquaculture. And the prohibition of utilizing shrimp from growing out pond for broodstock, that is a new issue because the disease outbreak that is probably caused by the vertical infection from the broodstock to the seed, and the seed outbreak in the pond. So our government prohibit to use the shrimp from the growing pond and insist all the producer of the seed utilize the broodstock from the broodstock center. The implementation of certification of good aquaculture practices is also under the Director General Aquaculture Rule. There is consensus that is the national standard. National standard was developed by the Technical Implementation Unit in under the Ministry of Marine Affairs, and using the consensus with all stakeholders to prepare and to stipulate it before the issue of standard by the National Standard Board, or BSN. This is the National Standard Board that issued the national standards depend on the consensus. And licensing of fish operation, this is the, I have from the website, example, licensing for fish farming business in district Bogor, for example. They have scope of license, fish farming in pond floating. That is stated in the procedure. And license validity for 5 years and duration service 14 days after requirement completed. That is the statement of the government to serve aquaculture activity new private sector. That the requirement, for example, that is only, for example, not all the same in Poro. Every region have their own requirement. That is the example. You need the submission form, called identity card, copy of legal standing, taxpayer identification number, copy. And important thing is the license. Before they submit for the license, they need complete license about the land use. Land use, that means if the area is not allowed to be used as the aquaculture site, the license is not issued by the institution from environmental ministry, that is no legal standing. So the requirement will not complete it. The second is license for construction, that is the from other ministry, from the Ministry of what we call infrastructure. And a license for local approval, that is the neighboring approval for build up the new aquaculture activity. They need the hinder ordinance from the neighboring activity. And copy of recommendation related agency for fisheries, agency for capture fisheries, and for aquaculture for resources authority. And a copy of document for waste management for area more than 50 hectare, but less than 50 hectare, they don't need this document. That is only example. For the gap analysis, if we analyze from regulation following government regulation number 28, 2017 about fish farming, that is high level government regulation required following derivative regulation to complete the regulation how to guide the utilization of land and water. We need the following guidance. Second, the rule of technical standard of water and land. Determination of procedure requirement and aquaculture area allocation, like zonation and something like that. And number four, determination of requirement and procedure of license issuance for the breeding program for genetic improvement. Because the genetic improvement is also mentioned in some article in the government regulation, but there is no technical guidance following that. Requirement and license issuance for releasing new strain for aquaculture, for example, after breeding program, want to release the new strain of the aquaculture species, what we need to prepare to be issued. And inland and marine zoning to protect the aquaculture by minister, government, region, and their authority. It's also because of inland and marine, it is the zonation by the Directorate General of Space entity protect the area from improper activity. For aquaculture, they need zoning or in special entity for aquaculture specific. The act subject to resources management, land water regulation for aquaculture is needed as consideration of government regulation number 28. Land water utilization, this is crucial for the resources. They have to manage by the some regulation to ensure the utilization is proper. And last, the third special arrangement plan issued by the government do not allocate the aquaculture area. They need the aquaculture area special arrangement. That is the gap analysis also. We have the observer or surveillance officer under the Director General of Aquaculture, but the reporting should be under the Directorate General of Inspection and Marine and Fisheries Resources. So the order. Complete. Okay, thank you. That is the example of zoning. And small scale dominated also problem is issue important because the informal sector without a license, hard to control, not specific handle on its government. And we have four recommendations. Legalize the detailed guidance following the Act and government regulation for clear norms, standard, procedure, and criteria for all aspects of the culture governance. And the local government relevant with the authority to conduct the utilization zone of land, inland water, and marine water, establish the zonation. Number three, concerning the domination of small scale, we need a specific structure or superstructure in the government to govern the small scale, like a small scale and capture fisheries. And last, a government issue the special information related with allowable location of a culture protected area, special entity as an integrated business center. Thank you.